Let's go first to Daniel in Buffalo, New York, listening online. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Hello, Father Jack.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Good. How can we try to assist you today?
All right. So my question is, if a person has a friend or relative who is a homosexual and they are getting married, mm-hmm. is it permissible for that person to attend the wedding?
Okay. So let's make a couple of distinctions here, and I understand the category that you're using there, but from the church's point of view, and going back to Genesis 1:27, God created them male and female. In his image and likeness, he created them. The twofold expression of human nature is male and female, or men and women. And there isn't a third category envisioned by the anthropology of the church, or just simply what natural reason tells us, a third category called the gay person, the homosexual, or the lesbian. And I think as a matter of justice and as a matter of charity, it is incumbent upon us not to reduce someone's identity to their sexual attractions. Now, I understand the cultural category, and I'm not trying to be provocative or pick a fight with you, Daniel, and I understand this is the way those on the other side of the topic would like to be identified. But for our purposes here, I think we speak of men and women who have experienced same-sex attractions. Now, the reason why we go to a wedding is to bear public testimony to something that we think is a joyful occasion, and our presence there is part of that witness. If we can't agree that what we are observing is something that's good for the people, good for the family, good for the culture, then it seems to me we put ourselves in a very difficult position if we attend such a wedding. We could even consider ourselves to be hypocritical, in a sense, because we are saying one thing with our actions and one thing is present to us in our conscience. So just at that level, it seems to me people would find it very difficult to bear witness to something if they're believing Christians, if they understand what the church teaches and why, to attend that. So my inclination is to say, my opinion is to say no, that people shouldn't go to something that they think is not consistent with the teachings of the church, which means not consistent with the good of the people, even if they feel strongly attracted to each other and so on. Does that help a little bit?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And Father Check, we can apply this advice to not just a so-called gay marriage, but also to friends of ours or relatives of ours who, former Catholics or apostates, who are getting married outside the church, because we risk with our actions giving the same kind of acceptance or confirmation of what they're doing.
Yes, and this is well said, my brother. I think it's important that for our own integrity, the consistency and the coherence of the church's moral teaching, in this case relative to chastity, is something that we have to bear witness to in its entirety. And I'm afraid that in certain places, certain circumstances, we may indulge or wink or nod at certain arrangements because we think that they're okay, or they become common, or they're not as bad as something else.
Or we fear giving offense, like we were talking about in the hour before.
Mm-hmm. So our first testimony is to Jesus Christ. And the most important day, arguably after the day that we've been conceived and the day that we were baptized, the most important moment of our lives, the most important day of our lives, is the day we leave it.
Right, and we answer to him.
And we will meet him face to face, which should be a moment when we hear, "Well done, faithful and good servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." And a lot is going to depend upon how we have borne witness to the one true faith.